Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. The next time you think you're going too slow, think about this. Would you rather go fast in the wrong direction or slow in the right direction? Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series mini episodes that help you take a few minutes out of your day, every day between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes, to slow down and say, hey, how do I make sure that today makes a difference? How do I make sure that I make a couple of choices, get in a couple of wins, so that no matter what else happens today, I know I'm moving in the right direction? I saw this on social media. It's not my original thought. Don't know where it came from. But it came up in my feed and said, the next time you think you're going too slow, think about this. Would you rather go fast in the wrong direction or slow in the right direction? And it's fascinating to me because every time I start working with a new group of clients, inevitably, there's a large group of them that feel like I'm just not doing enough. I'm going too slow. But here's the thing. Progress is progress. And how often do we pump the brakes when we're making fast and loose, reckless choices that take us further from our goal? We're not saying to ourselves, oh, geez, I better not make changes this fast in the wrong direction. We're just flying by the seat of our pants. We're just doing the things and not thinking about it. But when we make progress, it needs to be faster. When we do damage, we're not trying to slow down the damage. We're just like, well, since I might as well. Would you rather go fast in the wrong direction or slow in the right direction? For me, if I can make slow progress in the right direction most days of my life, I'm in a good spot. And I think a lot of us are missing out on lasting progress because we're chasing speed at the expense of sustainability. We're dismissing anything that could be considered too slow when if we had just said yes to that without judging it and thinking, oh, I should be doing more, our lives would be different. Our health would be different. Our relationships would be different. Our fitness would be different. Everything about us would be different. Now, here's the other way to look at this. If you're going in the wrong direction, just slow down a little, right? Even if you're at a place where you're making choices that aren't aligned with your goal, but you're not ready to do a 180, you can pump the brakes a bit. You don't have to move so quickly in the wrong direction. Next time you think that you're going too slow, would you rather go fast in the wrong direction or slow in the right one? If you can just take one step, even just one step, in the right direction every day, your life will be dramatically different in less than a year. I'll see you tomorrow.